Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2516, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook with permission from the authors, of course. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time. While I've always been obsessed with Batman, I wasn't always interested in the things I talk about on this show: nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was at that time I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. But in order to do that, I wanted to be sure I had some credibility. This is not meant to be a humble brag, but instead gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to make sure I covered all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for a long time now and am currently faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national and international conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically everything I talk about on this podcast. So again, all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and I answer the questions you send in, like today, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show and get a copy of our workbook for free. But for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Anne Marie writes, "Does freezing fruits cause a loss of nutrition?" Thank you so much for your question, Anne Marie. It's hard to believe, but scientists have actually been studying whether freezing fruits and vegetables leads to a loss in their nutritional quality for over 75 years. This means right around the time Superman first was invented, they were studying this. All right, that's just a nerd fact for me, I think. Anywho, this basically means we have some pretty definitive answers to this question. What we know is that refrigeration and freezing foods helps prevent them from spoiling. That's really the whole point. Foods spoil when bacteria grow and spread. By lowering the temperature at which foods are stored, we prevent the growth and spread of many harmful bacteria. But besides the growth of bacteria, there's another process that happens to produce as well, something called oxidation. When foods are exposed to the air, well, specifically the oxygen in the air, which is why it's called oxidation, they start to lose some of their nutritional value. This is a natural process because, if you think about it, just like us, fruits and vegetables are exposed to the air all the time and therefore exposed to oxygen all the time. Luckily, again, though, keeping produce at lower temperatures helps slow down this oxidation process. Now, I should mention that sometimes before produce is frozen, usually vegetables, it's blanched first. What this means is that the food is briefly placed in boiling water before being placed in a freezer. The purpose of this is to help preserve the food even more by destroying some of the enzymes naturally found in the food, the enzymes that may contribute to food spoiling. This process is usually performed with vegetables, like I said, not so much with fruits. Fruits are much more delicate, and so blanching them would actually make them less likely to survive the freezing process. But it does happen. Given all of this, both the Dietary Guidelines for Americans and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that we should aim to consume all types of fruits and vegetables, whether they're fresh, dried, canned, or frozen, just so long as they don't have added fats or sugars. When we look at the trends among Americans, we find that most of us consume processed fruits and vegetables most often, as opposed to fresh. For example, we are much more likely to eat a canned tomato product instead of using a whole fresh tomato. So, this highlights the importance of your question, Anne-Marie. If we're not eating as many whole, unprocessed fruits and vegetables, are we still getting enough nutrients? Luckily, yes. Studies have found that freezing fruits and vegetables tends to preserve vitamin C, for example. Now, there are differences depending on which fruit and vegetable we're talking about. But again, for the most part, freezing preserves vitamin C. When it comes to the B vitamins like thiamine, niacin, and folate, the results aren't as clear. We know that freezing does lead to some losses of these B vitamins, but more studies are needed to know whether this is significant. Now, what about those oh-so-important antioxidants? Antioxidants are found in basically all plant-based foods, like fruits and vegetables, and are believed to protect us from many chronic diseases, everything from dementia to cancer. When it comes to both fruit and vegetables, the great news is that freezing does seem to preserve many antioxidants. Again, this does differ depending on the fruit, but for the most part, antioxidants are preserved when produce is frozen. The real nutrition losses happen during the reheating and cooking process. Sadly, it's difficult to say which reheating method is truly best for all forms of produce, but in general, light and oxygen tend to be produce's worst enemies. So, when you're reheating frozen vegetables or even frozen fruit, for example, the trick is to be sure they are heated with water. For example, adding a quarter cup of water to your frozen produce when heating them in a microwave can still preserve many of the nutrients. You can also reheat your frozen produce using boiling methods, because that also involves water. Now here's another trick. Even after heating, don't throw out the water. Instead, that same water you use to reheat the frozen fruits and vegetables in could be used to flavor some of your other dishes, or in the case of vegetables, you can make a soup out of it. This is because many nutrients lost during the heating process get submerged in the water. So if you end up consuming the water, you'll still get those nutrients. If you don't like the idea of microwaving, steaming, stir-frying, and again, boiling are good alternatives. In fact, steaming leafy greens can make their vitamins and minerals more absorbable too. I realize that steamed vegetables may bring up images of hospital or cafeteria food, but that's only because those places didn't get creative with their cooking methods. For example, instead of using water as the source of steam, use vegetable, chicken, or beef stock. This will help bring in some extra flavor. Don't forget, you are allowed to season after your vegetables are done cooking too. Now, one of my favorite things to do after cooking is to give them a little drizzle of olive oil and a generous dusting of dried Italian herbs on top. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So, when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Anne-Marie. Now, if you want a physical copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook shipped to you for free, and you're in the U.S., send in a relevant health-related question. It can be about diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines, and your question will be answered right here on the show. If you're outside the U.S., we'll send you a digital version of the workbook. Now, to send in a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in an audio question and have your voice played on the show, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record right from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you again so much for sending in your questions. Answering them is my favorite part of the show. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.